This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1157. Don't ask for permission to go deeper in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Hitoko traveled to California and was able to go into deeper topics in English with a native speaking friend. Find out how she got there and how you can get there too when it comes to your English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It is gorgeous here. Like, it's so pretty, like in the 60s today. I guess that doesn't sound warm in a lot of places, but it feels really nice.
Yeah, the weather's so nice here today, too. And I'm going to try to slow down because I've been speaking fast, I heard.
Yeah, listener, so before we recorded, Lindsay and I had, you know, power session. Planning and brainstorming and sorting things out. And I was like, Lindsay, you're speaking really so fast today.
Oh, it might be because I've had 3 coffees today. That might be the reason.
That's also it. Yeah, I think that has an effect. I've only had 2 cups, so I think that's the difference in speed.
That's probably what it is. That definitely could be it. Well, that's why we're on the mic today, though. Today, Jessica, we have a really inspiring case study.
Yes, Hitoko. Oh my gosh. So we got to spend time with her in Japan last year. So like we know and love this person. And she sent us a beautiful email recently that I think like literally brought tears to both Lindsay and my eyes because her experience with English, this is exactly what we want people to have. This is our whole reason for doing what we do.
Yeah, exactly. And specifically, when we built our program, our course, The Connected Communicator, which Hitoko was in and got these results from, guys, our goal was to help you go deeper, right? Because we kept hearing from students that they could stay on the surface, talk about the weather, maybe talk about food, but they couldn't go deeper into the real topics of life, right? Like gun control in the US, politics, homelessness, things like that that have real substance, right, Jessica?
Exactly. That was the whole reason why we built the Connected Communicator, because so many of our students, you guys listening, you've been working so hard and studying, and it's so frustrating to not be able to connect in English as you want to after working so hard. So that was our whole goal. Like, how can we make that happen? How could we fill that gap between studying and working hard and reaching a certain level? How do we get you guys from there to where you want to be, to having these deeper conversations with native speakers, to connect over not just what's happening in the States, like that's part of it, but also being able to put in stuff from your own country and culture, because that's the connection point. It's not just like, you asking an American questions and not having anything to say.
Exactly. That's a good point. Because you know, connection, not perfection, it is what we believe here. And so that's where we're driving you guys to. I mean, and so we're going to show you guys a strategy, kind of a framework on how to get there. But first, yes. Jessica, I want to read maybe a little piece of this email because, yes, please. You know, Hitoko had an experience. She went to California and she met up with her friends and she was able to see these results. So I'm going to start right here and I'm going to say, this is the email from Hitoko. She said, when I started Secrets of the Connected Communicator, I doubted if I could talk about the things in the course in real conversations with American people. However, I'm totally impressed that I was able to bring up topics like gun control, LGBT rights, homelessness, Native Americans, and things like that. And she says, wow, if she had not studied with us, she could not have had a good discussion about those issues. So she was able to go beyond the surface, maybe for the first time with these friends in California. What a feeling.
It's amazing. Yeah. She said that this was a host family that she'd stayed with like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And so she got to come back as an adult and have adult conversations, right? To show that her complete person in English and what she thinks about things and what she's wondering about these topics, instead of just staying on the surface, which I think might have well happened unless she'd had this experience in our course. It would just be like, so how have you been? How are your kids? It would just, you know, like, it's then it would be over. And then she said they even praised her that she could talk about these deep topics. And I could just imagine like the satisfaction and pride she must have felt like accomplishing this.
Yeah, she says she went to Yosemite, Redwood, Sequoias, and she was able, I can just imagine her traveling the U.S. with this friend of 30 years, right? Yeah. And connecting deeply. And that feeling that all the work actually, it worked out for her, like it led to a real result. And that's the goal.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes. That's why we, Lindsay and I were so excited when we saw this. We're like, yes, this is exactly what we wanted to happen. Yeah.
It's so true.
It's so cool.
So true.
So guys, we thought that we would help you also experience this by recommending a three-step process to help you to get into these deeper conversations in the future.
Exactly. So guys, we're going to give you some hints today, kind of our strategy system to get there, right? To get there, because we know that not everyone can take the time to go through the whole study plan. We obviously recommend the course and that is going to be your best option, but let's just skim the surface today and give our listeners a couple of tips on how to get there. Jessica, what do you think?
Perfect.
Okay. So it's kind of a three-step system, right? I mean, what do we start with first? What does it always start with?
So the first step is taking in information. We need the ideas, the knowledge about these topics. I mean, I'm sure this has happened to everyone listening, right? Like, even in your first language, maybe people bring up some politics stuff or whatever, and you're like, I don't have anything to say because you haven't read the news, you haven't found out about this. So that's the first step, is to take in this information. So that's what happens in the Connected Communicator, is you have these interviews with Americans from all over the country talking about this stuff, about homelessness, LGBT, guns, all of this stuff. So we recommend, obviously, the course, getting it all there in a nice package. But you can go outside and try the New York Times, different podcasts on NPR. There's so many online, right? There's so many ways you could just gather ideas.
Yeah, it really is uncomfortable when you're in a situation and people are talking about a topic that you just don't know what to say because you don't have the information, right? And that's something we can control. We can stay up to date on what's really going on. You know, we can, we have control over this. We don't have to be victims.
Yes. You know, I was at, there was a birthday party this weekend. Some little friends of James and we went and the kids were doing their thing and the parents were talking and I saw this happen. One of our friends works on the city council here and she was talking about some immigration stuff and, you know, not everybody in that circle could add anything to that because they just haven't taken in those ideas. So, you know, this happens all the time. It's up to us to find this information, to seek it out, to actively know and gain knowledge about this stuff.
For sure. For sure. And then once, so the other piece of the preparation is the first one, as we said, is exposing yourself to the ideas. And then what's the second piece? How do we connect it?
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, this is so important. This is how we further the connection, right? As we said earlier, it's not just you asking questions, right? What are you going to bring to this? Sure, you're going to have opinions about what's happening in other countries, in the States, if you're talking to a native speaker, mm-hmm. but that's kind of their realm because they're American, right? You need that knowledge to initiate the conversation and ask them intelligent-sounding questions. But where we really connect is bringing in our own country and culture. So the next step here, and this is so important, is to look at this issue in your own country. Right? Yeah. So yes. What's happening with homelessness in America? But what about where you live? Is this mm-hmm. a thing? And if not, why? Like, that would be such a great way to further the conversation and be like, you know what? Honestly, where I live in Japan, I do not see a lot of homeless people. And I was wondering why. Mm-hmm. So I went online and I read this article.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and Hitoko, she did this, right? She was active in the Facebook group sharing yes. kind of her reflections in regards to her own country, in regards to Japan. So she had this experience. It's because she went through both steps of the preparation that she could actually have those deeper conversations in California.
Exactly. And these, you know, what we're sharing today, this is stuff that is in the Connected Communicator. I mean, that's the last step of every lesson is this reflection where we encourage you to research very specific things, right? So, because mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Like, what am I looking for? So we tell you exactly like what to look for. And so often the reflections in the Facebook group are like, I never knew this about my country, right? Like, this yeah. is really interesting.
Interesting. So they have those ideas ready to connect with that information. But then there's another piece here, Jessica, which is absolutely crucial, right? If yes. we don't have this next piece, it'll never happen, right? And that is exactly. kind of, that is the mindset of initiation, right? Yes. So what do yeah. I mean by that? What does that mean?
Well, this is one of the things that stuck out to me from Hitoko's email was that she said she brought up these topics.
Yes.
Right? And that is such a key piece there because oftentimes if you're talking to a native speaker, maybe that native speaker isn't fully confident that you're going as a non-native speaker, that you're going to be able to talk about these topics, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. the American or the British person, they're not going to like initiate a conversation about gun control because they're going to be like, I don't know if that's going to happen, this conversation. Yeah. So it is up to you to initiate this, right?
For
you
sure.
have the tools at this point if you did steps one and two. And now it's time to start the conversation.
Yeah, it's kind of about being active in that conversation, not passive,
yes.
right? Don't just wait for things to come to you. Don't wait for permission to go into these topics. You initiate it.
Yes.
You give yourself permission. And let me tell you, it's going to make for a deeper connection. You're going to be more interesting in the eyes of the other person.
I love what you just said so much. Don't wait for permission. Yeah. I think that summarizes so much of the fear and lack of confidence that people have in these connections, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait for permission to initiate any conversations.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That is
That's
so good.
Awesome.
That's so good.
So we have mm-hmm. some phrases, guys, that you could use in this step, right?
Yep.
So I think a really natural one that I say a lot is just to be like, so, I've been thinking about such and such lately. I've been thinking about homelessness lately. It's kind of a heavy topic, but
yeah.
that's a perfect way to start.
No, absolutely. And guys, if you heard our episode with Andrew from Haley House, where we talked about Massimo's case study of working at Haley House, then you maybe have been thinking about homelessness, because we had Andrew on the show a few weeks ago to talk about this exact topic.
That's step one.
So that, it may be on people's minds. Exactly. Exactly. So these topics are not as far away from our world as we think they are. So absolutely. I've been thinking about GLBT rights lately, right? Homelessness. Yeah. Any topic exactly. That's a little bit below the surface. I love it.
Yeah, totally. And the second one I think is this one is easy, you guys, right? So you could just be like, okay, so I read this fascinating article recently, or you know what I heard on NPR the other day? Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times I start a conversation like that, because I'm always listening to podcasts. Sometimes when I go for a hike with my friend Megan, that is our whole like 5 miles conversation, is just be like, oh, did you hear this podcast? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, podcasts are really hot these days. A lot of people get their news from them. It's true. I like to listen to The Daily from the New York Times. That's a really good one because you get a different angle on the news. So choose your media. You know, just make sure you guys are consuming this media so you'll have those topics right there. And now you have the phrases. But there's a couple more phrases, Jessica. One, I really like this one here. It's, what are your thoughts on blank? So what are your thoughts on climate change? Or what are your thoughts on, I don't know, fashion trends? Whatever it is. Yes. Where you want to go deeper, what are your thoughts on?
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, I think this is a perfect sort of follow-up phrase as well. Like, first you initiate and introduce the topic. Like, I heard this fascinating podcast on blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then it's time to invite the other person to participate, right? Mm. And so that's when you ask this question, like, what are your thoughts on dieting?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that one would be good as a follow-up question. I agree. Okay, awesome. Yeah. And there's one more that I like to use when we kind of want to ease into a heavier question, right?
Yes. Yeah. This is perfect because we realize that it could be kind of awkward. It could feel awkward sometimes to go immediately from talking about your new apartment mm-hmm. into talking about something like super serious and heavy. So how do you like make that transition? So Lindsay, what's this phrase? This is a good one.
Okay. So it's, I don't want to get too heavy here, but I wanted to ask you blank, right? And then you ask
That's
your question.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't want to get too heavy here, but I wanted to ask you blank. I like it.
Yeah, that's so great. One more podcast recommendation, guys, for sort of current events, but it's also super entertaining. Wait, Don't Tell Me. I know I've mentioned it on our other podcast, IELTS Energy, but wait, Don't Tell Me. It's hilarious, and there are transcripts.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, this has been good, Jessica, and I'm so excited, and congratulations to Hitoko for this yes. win. It is a massive win, and this is what we want for each and every one of you guys, right? So and one really quick way to get there is to jump right into our course, because all the modules are there for you. We've chosen the topics that will lead to these deeper conversations, and we show you how to get there. So Jessica, remember where our listeners can go to get in there?
I knew you were gonna
quiz.
allearsenglish.com/connection.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, I did have a brief little pause there for a second. I was like, oh, is that right?
That's right.
Yay.
quick win. And we just want to say a special thanks to Hitoko for letting us kind of provide this case study here. This has been awesome.
So awesome. And yeah, just congratulations, Hitoko. This story, it really did bring tears to my eyes. So thank you so much for sharing, for having the courage, right, to have this experience and then sharing it with us.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out and talking through it today.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.